Welcome to Venango County Tea Party Patriots audio interview with the candidates. These interviews are provided as a service to those who want to be informed and educated voters. Venango County Tea Party Patriots is an affiliate of the National Tea Party Patriots, a grassroots organization of voters interested in protecting our Constitution and keeping elected officials accountable to their oath of office. Local meetings are held on the fourth Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. unless otherwise noted in the newspaper or on our email list. If you consider yourself a patriot and would like to be a part of this group, you can email Jane at vcTPP.org. That's Jane at vcTPP.org or call 814-671-7110. That's 814-671-7110. And now to our interview. Our first candidate for our interviews today is Vincent Witherup, who is the current Venango County Commissioner running again in the 2015 primary. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Jane.
We'll start right in with the questions. Give us a short synopsis of why you want to run for the position of Venango County Commissioner and what qualifications you bring to the job. This should be easy for you.
Nothing's easy. My reason for running for re-elections are really no different than the reason I ran for my first term. Maybe just a little bit of history. Venango County's my home. I was born here, and I intend to die here, but hopefully not anytime soon. Growing up, my dad was a welder at Joy, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom, raising seven kids. I tell people that we were so poor that we didn't even have a full address. We lived at 1024 and a half Buffalo Street. Dad started his business in 1954, and I experienced firsthand the trials and tribulations of one starting a business from scratch. I learned that there is no substitute for commitment and hard work. Dad and his brothers built a thriving operation that's still here today. I want the young people in Venango County to understand that this area is full of possibilities and it's a great place to live. I have children, grandchildren, and a great-grandchild that live here, and I want them to have the same opportunities I had growing up. As for my qualifications, I spent over 40 years with Conair heading up their international sales and marketing. This gave me invaluable experience in management, finance, and public relations. But I guess my best qualification is the last 4 years as county commissioner. My two colleagues and I have managed a great team of dedicated employees that have moved Venango County forward while holding the line on county taxes.
Okay, well, sounds like you've been very active in your job.
I've had a lot of good people to work with.
Okay, the next question kind of plays into that. What's your estimate, and you have some experience here, of the time that you feel will be adequate to accomplish the commissioner's duties?
I can tell you from 4 years of experience that a county commissioner's job is a 24/7 commitment. We have over 175 public meetings a year and almost weekly obligations involving early morning or late evening meetings. My colleagues and I average a good 40 hours a week.
Okay, now you're running for the position as a Republican.
That's correct.
And so how long have you been a member of that party, and why are you a Republican?
That's a good question. I don't know if the first part is very relevant, but I've been a registered Republican since 1968. The why is a really good question. My dad, who was a businessman, was a registered Democrat. And my mom, who was educated as a school teacher, was a registered Republican. I don't understand that, but maybe I'm just a mama's boy. The way I look at it right now today is Democrat and Republican aren't the same as they were back in the 60s and 70s to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel that better label might be liberal or conservative. Mm-hmm. And I can work with any conservative of any party. I still have a little bit tough time with the ultra-liberal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that the Tea Party has done an excellent job of bringing like-minded people together as a force to be reckoned with, though.
Yes, we have done that.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Now, a commissioner, when he takes office, takes the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So what does that mean to you as you consider this position of public service?
I have to admit, I never read the Constitution of PA until I became commissioner, when I had to take the first oath of office. But I take my oath of office extremely seriously. The Constitution of the United States and the PA Constitution are the very foundation of our government. Having said that, I think it's important to read those documents in a context that the framers had in mind. The core values and ideals of the Constitution are timeless. They don't really change. In Article 1, Section 2 of the PA Constitution, it states that all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on the people's authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. The federal government seemed to have lost track of a lot of that, and I think we really need to be hard on those politicians that are really constitutionally ignorant, that promote the idea of large central government. Now, it says it all in all power is inherent in people. It says it all.
Yeah, that's right. And it doesn't matter whether it's a country, a state, or a county.
That's correct.
Okay, next question. What is your philosophy on balancing the budget of the county and what priorities apply?
I was taught at an early age that you need to live within your means. In the last few years, we've worked hard to optimize all county operations and have been able to live within our means without raising county taxes. Our county's budget is roughly $50 million a year. 80% of that amount comes from the state and federal governments. And every year it's a crapshoot as far as how much we will receive and what new federal and state mandates will be imposed. That's the real tough part of the job. 20%, or roughly $10 million, is raised by county real estate taxes and per capita taxes. This money collected from county residents, and I can assure you that not a penny of that money is wasted. We're fiscally conservative in our operation, and I'm very proud of our record in that regard. Out of 67 counties in Pennsylvania, I would bet that we're in the top five in regards to fiscal health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With regards to the priorities, the safety of our county residents is my top priority, followed by protecting and increasing our tax base without increasing county taxes.
Mm-hmm. Of all the boards the commissioners are required to be a part of, what area of the county government most interests you or do you enjoy the most, might put it that way?
You know, all the boards the commissioners participate in are important, but the boards that I sit on that are most interesting to me involve economic growth and the safety and well-being of our most vulnerable citizens. I sit on the executive board of the Oil Region Alliance, which is the county's lead economic development agency, and I'm chairman of the Franklin Industrial and Commercial Development Authority. Both of these organizations are critical to the economic growth of the county, in my thought. I'm the secretary of Council on Greenways and Trails. Most folks don't realize the economic impact of our trails and waterways on our local economy. In 2013, a trail user survey indicated that we had over 157,000 annual users, which resulted in almost $7 million of economic impact to our local economy. I also enjoy sitting on the board of the Area Agency on Aging. That agency provides services to our county's less fortunate senior citizens.
Now, this question comes from one of our Tea Party members because we have an interest in this. Many of our citizens have concerns about how the UN policies regarding Agenda 21, how it affects our county and our communities. Can you address this concern? Do we need to be concerned at all in our county?
As county commissioner, Agenda 21 is not on my agenda for this year, nor will it be on my agenda for the next 4 years, assuming I get reelected. my time will be spent in trying to hold county taxes at the current rate and trying to grow the tax base. But personally, you know, Agenda 21 has been around since the early 1990s, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's fluffy words to me, sustainable development. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good, and it's like motherhood and apple pie. I look back and say, what has the UN really done in my lifetime? And I have truly not much respect for that organization. However, sustainable development, to me, a local and state responsibility, not the UN's.
Yeah. We've been hearing a term lately, and maybe you can explain what is meant by a land bank. And is this something our county government is involved in?
Let me tell you what a land bank isn't.
Okay, that would be good.
A land bank is not a bricks and mortar sitting on the corner of 13th and Liberty Street. Mm-hmm. And it's not a government bureaucracy. I look at the land banks are quasi-governmental entities created by counties or municipalities to effectively manage and repurpose underused, abandoned, or foreclosed properties. They've been around since the 1970s and were embraced by the Department of Housing and Urban Development in 2009. I look at the land bank as a tool that we can use with our municipalities within the county to fight blight and increase the tax base again. It's not intended to compete with private property developers in any way. The Venango County Land Bank has 7 member board, of which 2 are county commissioners. So it is a standalone quasi-agency, but not necessarily controlled by the county. Our county government should always be involved in anything that can increase the tax base. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to working with the municipalities in Venango County to accomplish some of their goals as far as blight and things like that without, again, hindering the private developers.
Next question. Can you give us your opinion on the current issue facing our county regarding the Oil City parking garage and the ultimate plan for that property? Pros, cons, whatever comes to mind.
I assume you're referring to the new multimodal transportation
that's
facility
correct.
That's proposed. Mm-hmm. From where I stand, it's a win-win situation. The county, for both county and Oil City, the county needs to expand our maintenance and dispatch facilities, and Oil City needs to demolish the condemned parking ramp. If this project comes to fruition, it'll bring more people to downtown Oil City, which will help the downtown economy and reinvigorate the Northside Business District. The con is securing the federal and state grants to make this happen. We can't do that out of the general fund.
Okay. All right, so it's contingent upon those funds being there before you can even move forward with
That's
it.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the last question I have for you is, since the commissioners serve on the election board, what steps do you think need to be taken to make sure our elections are free from voter fraud and machine malfunction in this county?
That's a good question. You know, I was utterly amazed when I became county commissioner how much work goes into this.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I've sat in the election board through 6 election cycles, and I'm still amazed at the number of people and man hours that it takes to put on an election. Literally, there are hundreds of people involved, and the checks and balances are very, very rigid. I think that it's about as foolproof as you can get right now. We've experienced very little machine malfunction, and when it does happen, we have people and procedures in place to fix the problem. Having said that, our voting machines are getting towards end of life.
Mm-hmm.
And while the state bought the first round of voting machines, the county taxpayers are going to be on the hook for the next round, as mm-hmm. it appears right now. And that's a substantial amount of money in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to replace those machines. There has to be an easier way with the technology. And eventually it's going to have to come up to a different level than what we have today for sure. You know, we're really lucky that we live in a rural county where a lot of the poll workers know a lot of the voters. They're small polling areas. But having said that, I still can't believe that you shouldn't have some form of ID before you're allowed to vote. I can't get on an airplane. And for those that smoke, can't buy a pack of cigarettes without ID. And when you look at I take voting very, very seriously. And that's a privilege and a right that should be protected.
Yes, yes.
The bigger problem, in my opinion, is not voter fraud in Venango County, but it's really voter apathy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That just utterly amazes me when I see the turnout election after election after election. Then you go over to the Middle East where they're having elections under very severe circumstances, and they have twice the voter turnout that we have.
Risk of life and limb sometimes to vote.
Amen.
Yeah, that is a goal that I think we all should have in Venango County, is getting more voters out. And that's one of the reasons we're conducting these interviews, is so that we have better informed voters. And sometimes people don't vote because they don't pay attention to who's running for what. And this is what we're trying to help people know, the people who are running, so they can be informed voters. And I thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do these interviews.
Jane, I thank you for providing this valuable service to the county. I really, really do. And I'm just asking your folks to consider me when it comes to May 19th. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to the Venango County Tea Party Patriots audio interviews with the candidates. We encourage all voters to vote. Every election is important. It is a patriot's duty to exercise this right. Thank you for taking time to be an informed voter. Please continue to check our website at www.vcttpp.org for more educational resources.